Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Super Tuesday edition, hour two. I had to think for a moment. I guess now I am prepared, and I'm prepared for you to start dialing in 844-967-2789. We will certainly take some phone calls in this big hour of the show, but I got a couple of local stories, and there is a sort of a national tie-in, if you will. Here in the state of Wisconsin, they had a little rally at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And a guy named Rantham, we've been talking about this Rantham guy quite a bit of late. He is the Trumpiest of the Trump wannabe Wisconsin Republicans. Two Republican lawmakers urge a crowd gathered at the Wisconsin State Capitol today to seek to overturn the 2020 election. Yes. Two Wisconsin lawmakers, they're Republicans if you didn't guess, one egged on by former President Donald Trump, stood before a crowd of hundreds, I tell you, at the rotunda of the state capitol today to rally support for a legally impossible cause of overturning the 2020 presidential election. Oh, the big lie, it's alive and well right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Here is a quote, "You're not crazy," Republican Rep. Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls told a gathering of some real yahoos, "Yes, you are, in all probability, crazy. Maybe not clinically, but, you know, sort of in the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs kind of way. Yes, you are crazy if you were in attendance at this rally today." You're not crazy, according to Republican State Rep. Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls. Despite recounts, audits, court rulings that determined Joe Biden won the state's presidential contest by more than 20,000 votes, well, they're going to find a way, folks. I'm telling you, you just got to want it bad enough. Want it to be true. Rep. Timothy Rantham, a Republican who announced a run for governor on Saturday, was the reason the crowd descended on the Capitol Tuesday. For months, Rantham has led an effort to get Republicans who control the legislature to take up a resolution, he wrote, to pull back Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. Now, why won't they take that one up? That's a great resolution, don't you think? His work has earned him praise from Trump and discipline from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who was the target of criticism amongst rallygoers on Tuesday, that's today, who held up signs and said, "Toss Voss!" After the 2.5 hour long rally, Rantham told reporters he wasn't sure who won the 2020 election, wants to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and believes elections would be run best if voting machines were not used. "I think paper ballots are the gold standard. One name, one ballot, and not have machines," said Rantham, backing an approach that would greatly delay the tallying of votes. Rantham said if Wisconsin and other states were to withdraw their electoral college votes for Biden, the U.S. House would get to decide who the president is. Congress confirmed the election results more than a year ago, and election experts from both the left and the right say there's no freaking legal way, Rantham, to reverse the electoral college results. Rantham said he wants a thorough review of the election because he doesn't believe there's solid information to know whether Biden or Trump won in 2020. He questioned the results of elections in Wisconsin going back to the 1990s. Well, basically, I think he was swept into power back in the 1990s. Anyways, here we go. In my opinion, based on what I've heard, what I've read, and whom I've spoken to, the situation about how elections have been processing has been a question mark for at least 25 years. It goes back to Bill Clinton and Bob Dole in 1996. Bob Dole? Really? Random faces former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and the management consultant Kevin Nicholson in the August 9th Republican primary. The winner will face Democratic Governor Tony Evers in November. Clayfish and Nicholson have called for eliminating the Elections Commission and questioned how the election was run in 2020, but have not gone as far as Rantham by calling for trying to revoke the state's electoral votes. Why not? Go all in, Rebecca. Nicholson, don't you have any real guts? Rantham's measure proposes to accomplish the impossible. It won't be taken up, according to Assembly Majority Leader Jim Stanicki. The crowd that showed up Tuesday hoped to pressure lawmakers to change their minds. The event was organized as a growing number of Republicans had become furious with Voss because of his discipline of Rantham over false election claims. You know, do you see how this is going to spiral out of control, folks? Jefferson Davis, the former Menominee Falls Village president who organized the rally, told attendees they had a simple message to lawmakers. They want Rantham's resolution brought to the floor. Again, think about this. This is the resolution where we overturn the reality of the Electoral College outcome in the state of Wisconsin. Like a year and a half later. That's what they're rallying for at the Wisconsin Capitol today. Pardon me. Davis and event attendees concluded their rally by visiting the offices of Voss and other lawmakers who serve on the Assembly Rules Committee. While Rantham's resolution has gone to die, has been assigned, and where Stanicki promised it will die. Stanicki abruptly announced Tuesday that the committee was pushing back its meeting from mid-afternoon until tonight. Now, the governor of the state of Wisconsin is giving his State of the State address about 7 p.m. So if they push back their little committee meeting until after the State of the State address, and probability they're hoping Rantham's people will run out of gas and go home. That disrupted plans by Rantham's backers to show up and urge members in person to take up the resolution. No, I would say, 150-ish people, just in the photo representing the crowd assembled at the Wisconsin Capitol today. Some of the documents Rantham supporters brought with them cite the state constitution of Virginia rather than Wisconsin and contend that officials who do not meet their demands can be brought before a grand jury. As the journalist here reports, there's no legal basis for such a claim. Voss last summer hired former state Supreme Court justice. I call him corrupted. He is the most corrupt former state Supreme Court justice, to my opinion, in Wisconsin history, but his name, Michael Gableman, to lead a taxpayer-funded boonswoggle review of the election. The review is months behind schedule, and Gableman has said he may need more than the $700,000 that Voss has allotted him. And some Republicans have cheered on the effort, while others have called it inadequate. Doesn't go far enough. Democrats and election experts have said Gableman is undermining faith in elections because he is consulting with election conspiracy theorists. Yes, he is. In fact, that very same conspiracy theorist was the only one invited to give testimony before Janelle Branchen and Rantham and their crew of Republicans. The Elections Committee over on the Assembly side, the Republican-controlled Assembly here in the state of Wisconsin, the only testimony accepted was from a convicted felon. Who else do you need to hear from? Let me continue. Democrats and election experts have said Gableman is undermining faith in elections because he's consulting with election conspiracy theorists and claimed without evidence right after the election that it had been stolen. So I'm supposed to believe that guy, but I'm not supposed to believe my lying eyes. Is that the way it works? Anyways, we got some crazy stuff happening in my backyard right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And you can be a part of this big show, at least if you're listening. 844-967-2789. Your calls will be accepted soon. Also, there is a new entrant, a relatively new entrant, right here in the great state of Wisconsin, another Republican entrant into the pool to be the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin. And he announced today he'd raise some money. So we'll talk about that. Also, the governor of the state of Wisconsin is giving his first in-person state of the state address in like 2 years. So that's kind of newsworthy. I don't know that we'll cover that big event. Unfortunately, it runs, you know, up against some live content we have here. Busted Pencils going off at 7 o'clock tonight, right? That's when Dr. Tim Slecker show, Jenny Lupinacci, I believe that's when the boys do Busted Pencils. But the speech going off at 7, apparently the elections committee having, or the rules committee having a meeting to avoid the crazy Rantham backers. But anyways, here's the newest candidate in the field. And again, it's election day in my home state, so we're talking a little bit about those that want to run for the midterms. Now, that primary will be held August 9th. And the newest entrant is Republican Adam Jarkow. And he's raised a cool $100,000 in the last month. Very proud to tell everyone. Republican Attorney General hopeful Adam Jarkow announced today he'd raised $100,000 in 4 weeks since he officially launched his campaign, more than his primary rival generated over the last 9 months of 2021. So his rival came out swinging today, and the worst thing his rival could say about him? He backed legalizing marijuana. A Republican Attorney General candidate in the great state of Wisconsin favors legalizing marijuana. And of course, that means you better start apologizing to somebody about something. Because Republicans, they're prohibitive. They're regressive. They don't believe in that. You know, getting drunk, that's just fine. But we don't smoke marijuana here in Mississippi. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You can join us on the phones. 844-967-2789.
Talking about your Madison shoes, we got a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your blues.
Hey, listen, guys. Look, I don't want to mess with no reefer addicts, okay?